Sasa kufisa the most welcome. I know that we're overstretched. A general secretary is always busy. I'm not sure why you do here. Yeah, maybe we should go and be full time. Like Andy. Go and be full time. Welcome back, Honorable Banda. Welcome back. I hope you feel here when I die. Honorable Sengwe was still with the Youth League, Youth Brigade Conference. You are re-elected. Oh, was not the conference week? Oh. It's going to be re-elected. But we don't vote today, why?
It's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. To give more support. Okay. Colleagues, we do have our report.
When was the NSU of
Last weekend. It's a good decision that you won't win what you want to win. Okay, colleagues, let us resume our work. We are dealing with the committee report, the draft report. That is in front of us. Let us go to introduction. Page one. Page two.
And we're only budgeting, I think it's 100, 148 million or 139 million, something like that, over a two-year period. It's nowhere near enough for the purposes for which it is intended. And I don't believe that this has been properly thought through.
Okay, any comments, colleagues? We note your point.
I think before we express a view on this matter, we need to get information. Because there are figures that have been bandied around. We don't know whether those figures are correct or not correct. Maybe we need to get a briefing from the departments. On taking from history, giving a historical background on the cause of this measures and so forth, and the basis at which they used to develop, to come to this figure of the transitional grants. So before we can express any view as a committee, because it might well be true that Swane was, that the measure between Museding and Swane cost them 1 billion, but we don't have that information. It's probable information that Honorable Mellam is having, which might not be true or may be true. So I think we need to get information from the department on that matter, as well as Sauga. I know that the city of Swane did raise issues in the National Members Assembly around the cost of major municipalities, but we don't know what went into those into the cost. It might well be that those were necessary operational things that even if there was no measure, the city would have spent that amount of money. So I'm saying that it may be true, it may not be true, so let's not express a view now until we get that information from the department and from SAM.
I'm sorry, I can't agree with that proposal. We get to review the budget and give recommendations. And that is the primary purpose of today's meeting. Now, we are expressing a concern that insufficient money has been set aside for the amalgamation and the demarcation transitions over a three-year period. Regardless of what City of Swan has spent, and it's in the annual reports, we can go back and check on that. I would have hoped that the Honourable Mayor would have done that himself, but clearly he hasn't. Regardless of that, call it 170 million rand. It's insufficient to merge 28 municipalities. Now we must express concern. We say, we're not happy about this, we don't have enough information, maybe whatever, but we can't not express opinion. It's our job to express opinion.
Honourable
Thank you, Chairperson. Your pardon is maybe I don't understand how we are doing the report. But my understanding is that we are dealing with the report based on our interaction with the department last week. And Honorable Mayor, if he had a concern about this issue, we were supposed to get the answer from the department because it was here. So we didn't interrogate the department of this thing. I don't know how are we going to have it on our report because, as Honorable Mapulana is saying, we were supposed to get the answers from the department. Thank you.
Honorable Mapulana.
I don't know on the basis of what information would this committee be expressing a concern? Because this thing that is raising now is never raised before, and we never received any information from the department. I'm saying that our recommendation on this matter is for the department to brief the committee on the basis of the information they used to come to the determination of a figure. So the committee is able to interrogate that information before it comes to whatever conclusion, whether to express a concern or to express support or whatever opinion that the committee will be having. because we can't just come to a determination based on the information that has not been presented to the committee, or based on just the annual report of the city of Swale. So I'm saying that for me, Chair, it's a proper way of doing things. We can't just look up, come to the committee and say, oh, I've read the report of city of Swale says this, and therefore the committee must exercise. When the committee has not been briefed about similar amalgamations in other parts of the country. So I'm saying that is the basis on which we should move, Chair, and we should express an opinion, because whatever that we do must be based on the interaction between ourselves and the department, the information at our disposal. And I did read the report and heard what the city of Swale said, but that is neither here nor there. I can't base my view or my opinion based on reading of one annual report or one sheet out of all the 283 municipalities throughout the country.
So first of all, I use the city of Tshwane as an example of the costs. Secondly, I've been asking for a briefing from the Municipal Demarcation Board on the amalgamations for the last 6 months, and it's been postponed twice. In fact, my last letter about the program has not been responded to. I haven't even had acknowledgement of receipt about that. Where I raised a concern that we haven't had a briefing from the Demarcation Board about the amalgamations and the situation there. Thirdly, Chair, all the information regarding this grant was in the budget, the department's budget. And then lastly, I did try and raise additional questions with the department on Wednesday last week, and you, Chair, cut me short and would let me ask additional questions. So, to say that we haven't had an opportunity to interrogate, I'd point out that the committee cut the interrogation short and let us proceed.
No. I'm trying to say that it may be a good idea to note the comments. Otherwise, we'll spend the whole day on this one. So we'll move on to the other issues and note the comments.
Yes, my view is that we must be very careful of shutting down a good idea. Because I think what Honorable Bainam is saying is that for the past 3 years there's been a problem in terms of funding for amalgamation of municipalities, in which these municipalities, if for the next 5 years they are faced with that challenge without an intervention from our part, it might be a serious problem. I don't think it's something that would change, that is suggesting. I think there must be a consideration when the department is doing adjustments, budget adjustments. Because in the main, when adjustments are done, we'll also consider what we as Parliament has said in respect to budgeting. Therefore, it's an opportune time now if we are going to put that recommendation and put it in place. Whether the recommendation stands or can add value to stability in this municipality, that's what we should consider. We should not look into it if Mr. Maliam was raising this, but I think this one, just listening to it, a genuine point that attempts to assist municipalities and also the board in terms of this process of the amalgamation of municipalities, in which its implementation will have effects as of next year. I don't think there's anyone here who can say what the statistic does not necessarily exist. It has not been raised. It has been raised even to us in the strategic planning. Those who in the strategic plan when it started, demarcation part raised some of this concern. Thank you.
Okay, colleagues, we are going to invite the department in our next meeting. We'll post some of this question and have a discussion. Transitional arrangement really, of migration of local authorities. There are many of them that are going to the NHS. We are going to request the department. If the minister is not there, deputy minister, that the deputy director general is there with an accounting office to take us through on some of the issues. It's almost a state of laziness more than another thing for the amalgamation of some local authorities. And the funny one, the novel one, we have read about it, also have interacted with the leadership of FUN. We have interacted with the leadership of FALCA. We know the issues there that are involved in merging municipalities. There's some cost involved in that. Asking another issue. We'll have a discussion in our next meeting. We'll invite the department and then they will be clear about us. We'll invite them, they'll come here. And we have a discussion about the succession of arrangements. The allocation board, we have taken a view, madam, that some of the matters are in court. That would be unwise for us to get discussed issues that are before court. Because it's going to be very difficult for them really to express their view when they're expected to go and deliberate in court or some of the issues. Because it seems they've been taken to court. They must work it out with them accordingly. When they are ready, we'll also invite them to come in and share with us information. But at the moment, that matters are in court, really. It would be very difficult for anyone to come to a public meeting like this and express a view when they are going to court. Well, that view can be taken out of here and then taken to court exactly. As you said, this in a committee, now what you are saying here, we thought that you can do that. We know that there's always discussion among lawyers in the National Assembly about the substitute care rule. No one really found it definitive. Then some say there's nothing like that in South Africa. We are not a jury system. Judges are well trained. It doesn't matter how much you talk to them. They don't care about that. They look at the rationality and logic of the action. But because it's still there in terms of our rules, we'll just take it out and then have a discussion on that. And I think we'll be here about that ourselves for that decision. It's important that we should discuss this, madam, I think. Right, because there'll be some costs anyway, making municipalities, but also the decision that we supported ourselves was on the criteria for matching amalgamating municipalities. That some of them are not viable, therefore if you want them to be viable, must merge with other municipalities. Make them a little bit better in terms of the operation. So we cost really is giving on that. Whether the money that is set aside is legal or not, we'll hear the able measure the department. And in our next meeting we'll come and have a discussion on this matter. The demarcation board will really have a discussion with us what we are through with court issues. Before that it's just unfair for us to bring them here when they're still defending the decision that has been made in court. I don't think it would be fair to them to do so. And then I think we are going to do that. The Director General will be there, the one deputy minister will come, have a discussion, as the minister is available will come, and have a discussion about transitional arrangement, and see what else we can do. I think the areas that are not questioned, the emerging, there's no question about that. The areas when there are some problems, I know that the DA has taken the demarcation board to court, on many issues of demarcations. And what we are through with that, then we'll have a thorough discussion. Okay, let us move to problem 3. Page 6. Has it been stating as well?
No, just.
Just ensure that all figures are correct. Double check them in terms of the budget book. That we don't go to the HEMA. It's supposed to say 100,000 rand, it says 100 million rand. And problem 4, National Disaster Management Center, page 8, figures are very consequential, all of them are clear. Check whether they are correct or not. It's not disaster management center, 100% performance. Honorable Chair is very happy. Programs 5, provincial municipal government support. Any issue there? Figures again will be checked at the college. Infrastructure and economic development, program 6. Happy? Yes, sir.
Yeah, this one is a bit on cut across to the to some of the programs that we've dealt with. The issue of withholding the funds and also the late transfer, it has become a trend now. You know, if funds are being withheld or late transfer as a result, which resulted to plus minus more than 20% too much. They must take. We need to monitor this issue, and because wherever that happens, it shows some compromise. Because the Auditor General is also complaining about the very same thing in this department, you know, almost throughout the report.
Okay, we will check the office. What do you want to be communicated? Page 10. Let's move. page 30. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16.
The second bullet point, they speak about lead generation programs that have been rolled out in Northwest. It's in the Cape and like that. Would it not be a good idea to indicate what happened to them? It's not laid out very good. What work? This is what it is.
On from page 14, municipal demarcation points. There are no financials here. I wonder if there's such an omission or are they reflected somewhere else?
Okay. We'll look at it.
There's also a part there that talks about so there's a part there that talks about which is the last bullet point. It says concluded the 15-year review local government status. As one thing said there is that
are you asking if Faber should provide a study? Okay. By the financial out, presume you mean the expenditures program by program analysis. That's what you are asking.
If you get information available for other entities, but for the demarcation board, it's not there.
I'll have a look at it again.
Okay.
Yeah. They're giving 44.2 million rands. And then our program there. I think it's other than stated in them.
Okay. Just on that point, if we're going to do that, then it needs to be for all the entities, because the only one that's broken up by program is NISA. The other entities don't have a breakdown of our program.
Yeah, no, we just are waiting to have a Biden report. But the report was not so thick because information can be there in the government report. It's narrative. Yeah. And
you can just summarize it. Even if you don't do it program by program, just to have a sense of the income expenditure. And what were the key elements of the expenditure?
The way it should be written, it states the budget that has been received, expenditure, what amounted to, what was the deficit, what was the original expenditure, and what was the overspending. That's the information that's there. So I'm trying to understand what additional information I could add. In addition to that, I'm looking at page 40, looking at page 15, actually.
Okay, so let's just move, we'll look at it.
No, sir, it's fine. I get the point. I thought we were going to do it in the same manner as you do it in respect of each and every entity. But if this is the summary that we are looking for, it's fine. It's okay, I don't have a problem with it.
No.
As long as we become consistent, all the entities will do it like that. Because if you indicate expenditure program by programming all the entities and other entities will just do the summary like this, it's also not. You can't explain rationale, so it's better if you do it like this for all the entities.
Yes, I cannot explain, but there are instances in the annual report of the CRR Rights Commission, for instance. There's no program by program expenditure there. So you can't really do a program by program analysis because it's not available in the annual report itself. That is another constraint.
Yeah. 15, 17, 18.
And the report was emailed to the committee.
Report?
Well, it's not received that report. I think it would be advisable if you receive that report just to indicate that they did give us a report. but yeah, probably maybe just to indicate that a follow-up meeting needs to be convened with them, the Federal of Agents, just to discuss that aspect.
Okay. And they come before the committee with their recommendation. Case 23. Yes. And the report should be forwarded to members.
If the committee secretary did circulate the report.
Recirculate it also. Okay, it's going to be circulated to report. Yes,
Chair, on page 23, just under the bullet point about CELGA's local government, South African Local Government Association, the committee resolved to engage with CELGA's Independent Remuneration Committee. It's not Independent Remuneration Commission. That's the first thing. And then, Chair, under reporting requests, NISA was one of the, in fact, NISA probably performed the worst of all the entities in COGTA in terms of the audit report and annual reporting. And so what I propose is that in our reporting request, we ask for an update or a progress report on their implementation of their PAP, their post-audit action plan, perhaps by the end of this term, the end of this financial quarter. I think that would be a reasonable request. How far are they implementing their post-audit action plan?
Well, I think that should be requested. Page 23, how are you going to that?
On remuneration of CELGA CEO, it's really the minister that must give us support of CELGA, because we resolved to engage with the remuneration body that determines their salaries, not the department. And I don't think the department will have any information regarding this.
Chair, yeah, I acknowledge that CELGA is an entity, but it's an entity reporting to the minister, and the minister is politically accountable for it. But as such, it is up to the minister to justify why it is worthwhile.
The CELGA is an association of local governments. It's an independent body. It's not an entity that reports to the department.
Sorry, Chair.
When a member of this committee says it's not an entity,
can I finish my point? If you can be just patient, Mr. Mellon. CELGA is an independent body. It does engage with the minister. It gets an allocation for the fiscal through the department. That allocation, I don't think, is going to happen in the next financial year. So the minister has got a duty and an obligation to engage with CELGA, but CELGA is an independent body that determines its own remuneration structure, that determines how it employs people that are employees of the entity. So it's not an entity, Chair, and I think the establishment of CELGA has provided for in the Constitution of the Republic. So it's not an entity, and I don't think we can request the minister. We must request CELGA as a body that reports for us to justify why they've taken the decision that they've taken. This is outside of the minister's influence.
Provincial
Amazono. I think we took a resolution. I thought it was going to be cashed where we took a resolution at the last meeting. I remember quite vividly where you said to call the various stakeholders to come and report. I think it must be cashed in that spirit, which we agreed upon during the last meeting.
Okay. Masondo.
So I may have missed out on the meeting, which is when I left it earlier, when I should have arrived at that point in time. But the other thing, Mr. President, is that if you want information, you must state in very clear terms what it is that you want. For instance, if there's an objection on this other thing, and so on, then say so.
There is no way that we can shoot the minister, but
on decisions that are taken by the minister.
Chair, I was part of this meeting last week. I note that we said here we have resolved, but actually we raised a concern. The matter was, it was a concern in the meeting, and a question was asked, and then there was a clarity on it. We said, as a chair, maybe in future we will need to meet with the remuneration committee to get we ask for information afterwards. We said that they must send us any information so that we can look at it as to how they derive into that figure. It was not a resolution like saying, look, we will then, in the next meeting, we then summon the people to come and give us this. We asked for the information in terms of the risk, in terms of what we resolved last time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Chair, I'm going to forward it to frame up this. That's all I wanted to mention. I'm tired of that. But Chair, if my memory serves me well, it's not the first time that the issue of the CEO is in raised and the remuneration has been discussed previously. A member, in fact, I put a question to the minister. I yet to receive an answer to a written reply to that question. And while I was not here last week, but I made an effort to follow up on some of the issues that were being discussed. And quite frankly, Chair, I'm of the view that we have not arrived at a logical conclusion and explanation on this matter. And I think that it's one that must be looked at closer, because it's a recurring matter now that the committee has raised and expressed a concern about. So to express a concern the second time around without arriving at a logical explanation, to me, defeats the whole purpose of our oversight. So, Chair, I'll put it to you to touch a way forward in terms of how do we actually arrive at your conclusion on this matter, because it's continuously repetitive. And when I go around in circles now, I'm debating it, because even the court addiction really is on page 23, as you pointed out, and one party speaks to us engaging with the Remuneration Commission, and the other party speaks to us speaking to the minister, which I believe are both equally relevant stakeholders in this regard. It just might be a matter of prioritizing who comes first. But I do think, Chair, let us bring this matter to finality, and if it means engaging the stakeholders that need it here, let us do so.
My question is that we are speaking for the minister. The minister is the relevant person to come and say, I'm not happy to the remuneration of the CEO. Salga is part of it. So we are here just to defend or to speak for the minister, or to think of the minister, what the minister is going to say. But my take is, let us avoid protecting moreover people who must account to us. Let them come here and account. They account to us, let them come here and answer to us. So I think the minister is a relevant person because he's the accounting officer. He's an accounting officer politically. He's an accounting officer for all these entities. So we must not speak for the minister and defend whoever is supposed to come and account to the committee.
Because I've noted you, I'm just worried that we are repeating ourselves. There's no way in the report of SACA said we consulted the minister before we took a decision. Decision was taken by SALDA after a due process of independent team that deal with the regional issues. And then we agreed that we are going to call them, the team, under the leadership of Mayone, the team that was dealing with the whole issue of remuneration will come before the committee, SALCA come before the committee, and explain to us on that. The department will always be there anyway. But people who account is SALCA. Entities account to the committee themselves as entities. And the minister, if he's around, he can be here. But the decision was taken by SALCA. Not after consultation or in consultation or concurrence with the minister, he took a decision as SALCA. And SALCA is responsible for employment of the CEO. If we want information, only SALCA people can give us detailed information because they're the ones that arrived at that decision. And then the minister, of course, will be there, whatever department. But it's SALCA that is responsible for assisting us to clarify some of the issues that we've raised. And then Phil is right, I'm not sure that will be contradiction. When we say that we need a committee and we come that the minister must be responsible, it's SALCA that is responsible for it. SALCA account to the committee, that's why SALCA comes to the committee to report on their financial, on the financial responsibilities during the year 2014-2015, 2018-2014. And we should do that, colleagues. The minister will always be there, the department will always be there. But people, but we say that to Mayone anyway, that they will come back and report on this matter. Because he tried to explain how they arrived at this amount of money. But himself also said that was not fitting in the remuneration committee or commission. It is that commission that can assist us to give us more information about the 4.2 million rand that is paid to the CEO of SALCA. Of course, we will notify the minister that we are inviting them, that we do. Every time we invite the entities, we notify the department. That's to ensure that the department knows that the entity A is appearing before the committee. They may want to come and observe the engagement in the committee. I think that's what really said, and that's what we're going to follow. Mashugu, I don't think anyone is defending the minister. And I don't think that the minister needs to be defended by anyone anyway. He's capable of defending himself as soon as we were. And then all of them. And we should close this matter, Panga. Take it all.
You see, some of the things will make us different. What they are saying. Because we tend to weaken the authority of parliament. Because we want to manage things. Yes. We want to manage. Very simple. We want answers. We give oversight to the committee over the minister of corporate governance. That's our rule. That's the portfolio committee. If we are going to invite SALCA, and I agree with you, we invite the minister. Then we make his take in relation to the suspect. And we don't need to argue about this because now go to town and say, I'm telling you, if a CEO was in pass, somebody approves, and then it does not end to SALCA. There might be a political office there who's responsible for rectifying that kind of a decision. Therefore, I don't want us to get that. Because if money is allocated to the department for SALCA, and then the department dishes, also the department has a legal responsibility to account by this money to SALCA. Because for the very same SALCA, it was requesting us in this committee to say, hey, they are cutting money for us, help us, talk to the minister for us to get more funding. But this funding not to be cut. But the legalities on this, there are many technical things. Therefore, let us not get that because we're not lawyers. If we have medical interpretation in relation to this, we might need the state lawyers to interpret it on our behalf. Because even CRL came to us, said, please talk to the minister for us to increase our budget. Therefore, let us not get there. Let's call the minister and call SALCA to give us account. If it's not a responsibility of the minister, that's where it goes. We must not make one in this week. We can call everyone at any time to give us a report and give us his point of view. But basically, I'm saying we're discussing something that does not have merit. Let's call both of them to come here and interact and then move forward.
No. Obama, the point that you are missing, on the action required, can be the minister, the one that is raised. Falca will come and brief the committee on the decision they have taken to increase the salary of the CEO. The minister will be notified about that, he will come. But people are coming to have taken a decision, as far as we know, is Falca. Falca never said that we took this decision, and in consultation with the minister, says that we have taken a decision as Falca, given the information by independent remuneration committee. I think the point is raised by Phil is not different from what we are saying, Bama. The people should come and account the committee is Falca. He's not the minister. To come and account on something that Falca in meeting said, he took this decision. They never said that we took this decision at a consultation with the minister. They are responsible for that. They must come and account to the committee, because the committee has had reservation about that. Manion tried to explain that it's not even a decision of taken lightly. It was a decision that was informed by the thorough work of the remuneration committee. Then when Manioni comes, we'll tell me that she that they've taken the decision and have a discussion with them. Maybe the convivor that have considered all the factors. That's what they arrived at this. Members are very worried that 5.4 is very extreme under the circumstances. But we need more information even for us to make a pronouncement on that. That we should move from a position of ignorance. And then we'll be informed first, we'll be informed. We can then come to our conclusion whether it's true that is a huge salary for CEO. We may find that when they convince us, even or that we agree with them. But we need the information before we take an informed decision. That's what we have agreed to do. And let's close the matter. Plan is close the matter. Start from country for the committee, the minister will notify about that, and then we will have a discussion. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we need to ask our support staff to rework the sentence here, because we agree that we are going to call the remuneration committee to come and explain. But then on page 23, under action required, I think, Chairperson, because this report is not only for us who are in that meeting. Even those who can come in 20 years' time, they are going to read this report and they must make sense of what we wanted to say. So I would like us to rework the wording there, provide an answer to the following question. I know the reporting matter is the withdrawal of the withholding of the equitable share, but we must make it clear for someone who was not in the meeting to understand what the question we are asking. So we must say they must answer what happened, what led to the withholding of the equitable share, and what measures are they putting in order to make sure that this does not repeat in future.
Okay, colleagues, will improve the language, and let's move to 21. Mm-hmm. One documentation. Honorable Meloya again, madam.
Thank you, Chair. I think also our recommendation, we cannot have one recommendation. We already have got several observations that we have noted here. I think the recommendation should be informed by our observations. I'm not sure whether it makes sense.
Madam.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to add a couple of recommendations here. I mentioned earlier about the provinces, so I'd like a recommendation that provinces submit the annual reports to the portfolio committee and that these form part of the annual report review process. Then, Chairperson, we spoke about it when the minister was present. We also spoke about it during the various entities about the issues with irregular fruitless and wasteful expenditure and unauthorized expenditure, and how there were supply chain management problems Now, these are not just confined to the department and the entity, but also to the municipalities. So I'd like to add a recommendation that the Minister and National Treasury review the current supply chain management regulations to minimize unauthorized, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure. And thirdly, Chair, we also raise as a concern the number of vacancies in senior management positions and acting positions of CEOs and CFOs, etc. So I'd like to add as a recommendation that the vacant CEO/CFO position in the department and the various entities be filled as a matter of urgency.
That's okay.
Any point?
Another point. Another one is an argument for changes being proposed. I wonder to understand Member Muslim is committed to what he's saying in relation to supporting what the final opinion of the report.
I'm sorry, what I misunderstood that, eh?
But I think the point that he's raising is that you do have a tendency of raising issues when you support part of the report or vote against it.
Chairperson, if the report as a whole is something I disagree with, then I will vote against it, or my party will vote against it. That's something separate. We're now having a discussion as to what our recommendations as a committee are, and I have proposed certain recommendations. I don't know what the issue is on that, but if Honourable Nasondo is questioning my credibility, I'd ask him to step outside so that we can have a discussion about it.
I don't have a problem with the recommendation as suggested. I think they can, because they are something that we all agree to. The feeling of vacancies and stuff. The issue of the provinces, I think, we've raised it with the minister at some point. Say, the department should not be only responsible for local government. It must also oversee the system of both local government and provincial government. So we have not had an opportunity to engage with the system of provincial government. So I don't have a problem with that. It's something that we can go and look at it as to whether what are the current legislative regimes face about the accountability of provincial government. But in principle, I don't have a problem with it. It's something that we ourselves embrace. I think maybe the officials should find a way of, because there we have got only one resolution, recommendations on performance related recommendations. And I see what I see on table 6, I don't know whether that is an observation or that's a recommendation, but I support the point that the officials must then try and see if we can come up with the resolutions arising from the observations. Maybe one or two recommendations, and then put it in the report.
But also to say to members of the committee that there is a structure at the national government level where all provinces meet regularly with the president and some as well in that structure. It's called the president's coordinating council. And just note that. And you say what everyone say.
I think one of the problems is, we put it in, other great planetaries. We know that the department deals with cooperative governance in totality throughout the country. We've never called provinces to come before this committee to give us the annual report. I think Melanie is saying that we should call them in future to do so. If you are going to call them, of course, it will be more work for the committee in terms of what they're doing. But it's necessary that we do so. And we are going to work it out for next year. The feeling of post surely the future of the department to do so. I'm sure the committee says that fill the post, what does it mean? So the department has to take a decision to fill the post. And we'll cover some of the points that Mayor may have raised. The province is why we'll wait until we clarify our minds about their accountability. We know that there is some problem about that for some time. Even ourselves, let's follow it up correctly, because it's a very difficult issue in terms of the constitution. There are attempts, but we didn't follow those attempts to meet with provinces. But we do call provincial department to come before the committee. We call the Mbombo one. But which one we call also? There were two departments at the provincial level that came before the committee. The Northwest, Maine came here, gave us information about some of the issues that we needed to know. The feeling of the post, he will capture it. And we can then work on the provinces and make it up here.
So just a clarity, if I may.
When I ask for the provinces to account, I'm not talking about the provincial department of COGSA, I'm talking about the province as a whole. So if you can have a look at, is the province meeting its targets? Is the province spending its money wisely? Is the province doing its job? And we look at the annual report of the province, the same way we look at the annual report of a municipality, we don't look at a particular department in a municipality.
No, I understood you very well.
Thank you.
I'm just saying that calling the province to account to us, first you must seek legal opinion. That's the point. You can't put something on our recommendation that has not sought legal opinion. You're going to seek legal opinion and then we'll put it in. But my view that next year we can do that to call them to account.
Yes. I think I agree with you on the issue of legal opinion. But just to raise one issue, if you can call the local sphere of government, local government process, there's nothing that makes you not to call provincial government. Because all are three spheres of government. Another clever gentleman just now tried to raise the same issue and trying to say that within the context of cooperative governance, these spheres are, have different mandates and therefore they don't account to one another. It's a constitutional matter, but the constitution allows us to do oversight to all three spheres of government. For the fact that we have a minister that deals with conversation, which is Minister NL. If we're doing oversight over that department, then we can do oversight over the local government. But for us to be safe, it's an interesting thing. We must do it. We must get that legal opinion as soon as possible. But if we can do on my own narrow legal understanding, if we can do it to local government, we can do it to provincial government.
Yeah. No, it's important point that you are raising. I don't think anyone is saying we can't call. In fact, National Assembly can call any person everywhere to come and account. We can call the entire provincial government to come and account. We have to take a decision, is that what we want to do? And then if it is what, this how we want to do it, nine of them coming here and accounting. And then what we want to do, how we have had their problems. And then, the point that we should do though, because there is an issue that are distinct, are interdependent, that also itself must be respected. We'll get some information about this, we'll make some observation on it, and then show if the legal opinion here says doesn't cause problem. Then we can put as a recommendation. Because the recommendation that we put to Parliament will be a recommendation that Parliament can put an action plan. It's not just a recommendation for the sake of doing a recommendation. Parliament must action it to ensure that it happens. We'll take a point that you are reading, Honorable Madam, and we'll write it out accordingly. Honorable Sengwa, Honorable Masukubu.
There's this matter which is outstanding for a long time, which has been discussed in some meetings, which is almost linked to this issue of calling provinces or interacting with provinces. That's the issue of the financials of municipalities, some of them having received disclaimers for the past 5 years. And I think it must be something that we look at, because it speaks to a chronic problem of failure to follow due process, flouting NFMA, National Treasury Regulations, and so on. And I think we must, at the best opportunity, actually apply our minds onto that one, so that we can actually deal with it. I mean, the municipality to receive it for the past 5 years is indeed a problem. Yes.
The issue of agencies. When I said to, well, he said it's a problem of departments, but their departments can see is there who administers because of the vacancies, they are unable to strike it. Now, Honorable Mayor, it's time to say, we acknowledge what you said to us. So speed up in filling the vacancies. I don't see anything wrong about it, because it's them who told us that we can't reach this target because of we don't have staff.
No, I'm just raising an issue that we must draw a distinction between operational matters of department and the policy matters of department that should arise, that will derive from parliament. Because the problem is to go through operationalization of the department, the bigger problem. We have already expressed our view.
No,
just hold on.
Let me help you.
We have not been around.
No, let me help you. What do I mean?
No.
What do I mean to say, is that all these things, when they do the annual reporting, they put them in program one, program two, program three, program five. This might help the next one, maybe program one. It's a strategic target program that they have, but they have not done it. If the committee's responsibility is to perform according to program one, what do we need to do is that we speed at least through the vacancies. So this is an administration of me. So this is not only a problem of COSA, where vacancies are open. We raise it in the other policies. That is speed every year. When we're doing the annual plan, we want those vacancies. I think that's what one ever remember. It's not an operational issue. It's there, I know. All these annual reports that are presented, this being there or not there, it's there. Vacancies are there. It's part of the program. Under administration. I can tell you, I'm sure about it.
No, I take the point. Sure, I talked about it. My main worry is when you reduce the role of the committee to the administrative role. It's not the role of the committee to employ anyone. They came to us, we're giving them money. That is the money that we are giving you for 2013, 2014, go and execute your task. They come back to us and say, who would have executed our task if we fill all the positions? This is their responsibility to do so. And then we can work it out in such a way of observation. I think we are making a point there, some in observation, that observe that not all the posts were filled. But I don't think one would need to take a resolution on that. Administration duty to ensure that they implement a decision. We are giving them money to implement that resolution. They must do so. Failure to do so, we must then kick them. But they must do so. Mashrugu, right now, today a very kind man. I know now, when you are not wearing overall, you're a very kind man. We don't stand up there in the chamber, speak even if you are not allowed to speak. Sit down, Honorable Member, I won't sit down until you allow me to speak. Okay. We'll take the point of provinces and then we'll have a nice little we have to get some legal opinion on it and then work it out. The filling of posts and vacancies will deal with that one. And there's an observation that we've made. We can restate, last year was restated anyway. And then there's a red point that that has not been reporting how far they implemented all the recommendations of the committee. And then surely the panel report as well. And then if it is a resolution or recommendation. Because once it goes to the chamber, it becomes the decision of the House. Surely ministers must come in and say, we are implementing this resolution. Considering that those who are working at the support services of the committee must take this issue, bring them back to the committee. They have not been reporting on this matter, then we put pressure on them to report on some of the issues. Okay. Any other issue that we want to raise? Madam, are you fine? You are fine? I'm happy. Say, why are you fine? What have you asked for? I have the report. Honorable. What else? Press there. We want to record you.
I'm not happy with the report. There are a lot of outstanding issues from the previous report. So I'm not happy with it and I'm not going to agree with it now.
Honorable Maluleke.
Chairperson, I'm not sure. If Honorable Mashoko is not happy with the report, he must say, because today we are dealing with the report and we want to rectify the report before we adopt it. So if he has got some issues, he must say them so that they must be in the report.
No.
We are not adopting the report. Honorable Chairperson, I think I'm happy with the report if the support staff is going to...
Madhubu has nothing to say. Don't force him to say something that he doesn't.
No, if he doesn't have something, okay, it's fine. But I think the report is going to be reworked, adding whatever we
have only two, that were two areas. That
yes.
Look at the province issues.
And all the recommendations that we said they must be.
Doesn't mean that when we have 20 observations, you must have 20 recommendations.
No.
You take the main one that we have not taken in the previous year. Because last year we took our 7 recommendations. And then the department has not reported on 4 of them. Then we have to make follow up on that. Because the recommendation that we are taking here, that must be in line. That planet has the right to take that decision, but also what is the budgetary implication of a resolution that we take. Hence, we want the provinces want to look at it. Because if Parliament takes the decision, and then we find that we don't have any resources to execute that task, it will be very difficult to do. Okay. Panga. Okay, thank you very much. No, but we didn't get anywhere. I'm saying some of the recommendations, like filling of posts, we have taken as resolution last year. That resolution also was drafted by the Honorable Melham and presented to us, and we took it. When we adopted the report, as usual, it didn't support its own proposals. That was a bigger issue at the time. I'm saying that it didn't support the recommendations. And then it came with 3 basic resolutions, and we compiled them nicely to make them big. And then it didn't vote for his recommendation. And then Rana, that's the point that you are saying. We are going to capture the point that you are raising.
No. The point that you seem to say, I like you, but what you are saying, last year we adopted a resolution. Yeah. You say last year we adopted a resolution.
On this space, on vacancy,
but to say, because last year we adopted it, it has not been implemented. Let us not promise them, because they are not going to implement it anymore. What I'm saying is that instead, because they did not implement, you're supposed to have a very firm instruction that we are not going to tolerate. To an extent, you're supposed to give them templates to close that. That's the issue that I'm raising. We can't say because the department is not sitting, we are used to the fact that they don't implement. As only you must say, look, you have not implemented what you instructed you to do. Go, we give you 2 months to go and close those regions. That's more harsh. And then we are able to do oversight or something like that. That's why I don't agree with you. It makes me to even have an attitude to what you have been doing since I was not here.
No. Bangla, we have already agreed that you are going to have follow up on the resolution that we have taken last year. Of course, as they come, they will explain to us why they failed to fill the questions. If they come in and there was no man, it's another issue that we can engage on that. I think all of us, we want to ensure that they implement decisions taken by the chamber or by the house. And therefore, the PLO is here, is going to convey this. The office is going to write a letter requesting the minister to come and present a report on the recommendation taken by the committee in our last beach for our report. And then you will find and then we have a real engagement on that. We reconfirm the one that we are talking about of in the post. We are reconfirming what was taken last year and then we are raising those issues. And I think Bangla, you are happy now. In the principal point. Okay, no, you can't force him. That didn't keep it, is that fine?
No, sir, I'm fine, because they haven't implemented the recommendations of the committee.
You are fine with the report?
No.
Okay.
The recommendations are not acted upon.
Okay, no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then you must hold them accountable for that. Simple?
No, Chairperson, I'm fine with that, but with all the undertakings, as you're saying, the areas whereby we still need follow-up, so I am fine with that.
I'm fine here with the amendment we have raised.
Honorable Masono? Honorable Maplani? Honorable Senwa? Withdrawn?
No, I hope that we can concretize the articles that you have made into a committee resolution to put time frames to the outstanding matters that have been raised, so that we know what when are we going to get these responses
in an
And then there are recommendations in this report, the conservation, which will need time frames to get some other responses. But this open-ended, lies a fair kind of approach is not valid.
No, it should be a duty of a member. When the minister department is here, comes unprepared about the resolution taken by the House, even if it's 5 years ago. And then if you see that the department are implemented there, in the meeting, whatever meeting of the committee, a member should be concerned about that and raise the question. But on recommendation 4, didn't implement it, can you explain yourself? That's the issue of oversight punishment by the committee. It's not to keep quiet, it's to raise issues vibrantly. And then no one can be surprised with raising this issue. That is a decision taken by all of us. If it's not implemented, you must be worried about that. And then you must pose questions to the department why we're not implemented. That's what you should do. Department is coming next time, you'll cancel some of the questions. Why those recommendations? Because the speaker writes a letter after the House has adopted the report. The speaker writes a letter to the department and says, in the portfolio committee that we are coming to, there are 4 resolutions. Please look at them and report that. But I think the committee in general have not been pushing them on those recommendations. That's what they should do. Yeah?
Chair, that's very well and good. If you allow us to ask the questions, I remind you that last week you actually cut me short when I still had questions outstanding that I wanted to ask. So it's no good saying we must be robust and we must engage the minister and so on and so forth. I was ready to sit there all afternoon asking questions of the minister, but you have our sort. So if you want us to engage robustly, we will. I'm sure I speak for all my colleagues here. But then you've got to allow us to ask the questions. That's my first point. My second, Chair.
We are allowed to ask.
And you, Chair. Thank you, and you won't get a short next time. Thank you, Chair.
And you are out of order.
No, well, I wasn't out of order, Chair. My second point, Chair, is that we have made a number of amendments to the report here, and we do not have the final written document in front of us. In other words, there are going to be things changed in here. There's some things that we've had some robust debate about and so on, and I'm not sure exactly what is going to be captured in the report. And you're going around the table here asking, do we support the report, etc., etc. It's very difficult to support something that is in the abstract, that we don't know what's going to be actually recorded there.
No, everything is recorded.
Yeah, Chair, my point is, I'm not disputing what the committee staff are doing or anything like that. I'm saying I can't adopt something based on the discussions that we've had here. We need to actually have it in writing and say this is the recommendation. And then we can say yes, we agree or no, we don't agree. I'm not asking for further amendments. I'm not asking for anything like that. I'm saying that we can't adopt the report until we have the final written version in front of us.
Well, they can do it within a second. You can wait.
I'm at work.
Okay. Check T. Just write this thing. There are only two areas really, two studies. Two that I think is in your computer already. No, no, there's no meeting when leadership is waiting. Go to get T. Just two things, two recommendations that we added on, and then this way also we have corrected some language there. Okay. It's very hot here, Colin. How long is it going to take you?
I've finished.
You have finished already? What finished?
Yeah, I want to
finish. But now yeah, she is very hot now.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. at the mouth, so the things
that
we
need
to
Oh my god.
Is this a company? Yeah.
Just make the copy for me. Okay. Starting the break.
Okay,
I'll
take you.
Okay, and then you can tell me. Here we go. You can see. I'm just phoning for you. Yes.
Okay.
They have never more systematically. That is all, Chairperson.
recommendation?
Those are the recommendations.
As written, okay.
Okay, the communication between the Department of Cooperative Governance and Office of the Auditor General needs to be improved. It is recommended that the Department should meet with the Auditor General to ensure that they share the same understanding with respect to the expected standards of compliance with reporting requirements. The Department agreed to this recommendation. Recommendation number two, the Minister and National Treasury should review the supply chain management processes within the department and its entities in order to improve expenditure. Recommendation number three, conservative disclaimers in municipalities are a problem which the committee may need to examine systematically.
What are we saying? If a person is not a member of the committee, who does not understand it. Just observation, that one. Any other one?
Okay. So can we just amend the heading of that section? Because it says performance-led recommendations. I think the recommendation was broader than just performance. So if we could just have recommendations, I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah. Okay.
And the chair, also, the recommendations for supply chain management, because supply chain management processes, can you put supply chain management processes and regulations?
Two recommendations. Okay. Andy Larry on top of this, no? Okay. Mm-hmm. We have observed, of course, this disclaimer as main municipality, not a recommendation. Okay. Close. As the report is supported, we move for adoption of the report as amended on a research. Honorable Matrugo seconded.
I move that the report be adopted, Chair.
Records as amended is adopted, same was support. And Melham Peters, Banga recorded, Matiba fifted. The report is adopted except one person. We are a custom of no. But the masses on the ground will punish you for no. 2019 you won't be here. You'll be going home. Must assist the Congress. 2019 must be preparing his jacket for home. Because of no. Colleague, thank you very much. The report has been accepted. Then we move on as well. And of course, the committee terms will report on some of the issues that we said in the report. We are going to have some discussion in the committee on those issues. When is the next meeting? Next meeting is on Tuesday. What is the item agenda there? Correct, is a briefing, or honorable members, a briefing on traditional and Christian leadership by department. We must also pose this question after the 27th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, as we stand, there's no meeting unless there's an issue. We put aside more of this because of the report. And then we wonder if there's a report there. We have to refer back for whatever reason. We must have some data to set up. But tomorrow causes a mini budget. 2 o'clock. And very exciting. I'm always sorry for my school. Missing you 2019 will be a sad story, but you'll be gone.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know whether next week this will be touched, but you are in position. We have asked
the minister, and he committed to that, but he was doing that. A convention report.
Now, we are finishing the year. We are not yet. I don't want to put that in the future. Everything does not do that. Because ministers are there. We are going to have to do the conference as a whole. I've not been there, but I know this thing. I've not seen it in my image. Well,
we are going to make a lot. I think the CMO is here. But we know that the Department of Traditional Affairs will come to the facility. It is briefing on the field, the object of the field, the intended purpose of the field, is relevant in terms of the Constitution, and the meaning of the field in terms of the Department of Traditional Affairs, I think they've written it. Another question about that is the resolution that was taken as the recommendation in the House. And how far was implemented those resolutions. And but I think the team has always been for attention when we meet this happening. The budget department has not answered the organization's question. That's not about members, they also told us those questions. But when we are taking the recommendation, we are going to see the implementation. If you want to implement them, we don't have the resources to implement the answer. But we are committed to implementation and to have the just important that the government must not be quite going to have the solution at the any other issue? Report accepted. Approvals, objections, no test. Oh yeah. No, but I think the minister, the team is going to resolve the issues. We must get a response on the resolution. But last year,